Democrat Delia Ramirez, National Guard is helping facilitate the disappearance of our neighbors in U.S. cities. By John Binder on September 4, 2025. Representative Delia Ramirez, DEL, is suggesting that President Donald Trump's deployment of the United States National Guard in Washington, D.C., is helping to facilitate the disappearance of our neighbors. A veiled attack on Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents carrying out immigration enforcement. During a press conference this week, Ramirez, who says she is a beneficiary of birthright citizenship as her parents came to the U.S. from Guatemala, and whose husband was an illegal alien, accused Trump of being a wannabe dictator for looking to help American cities drastically reduce crime by deploying the National Guard. It's about control. It's about threatening diverse, successful, Democratic-led cities like Chicago that refuse to bow down to authoritarianism, Ramirez said, before claiming that immigrant neighbors are disappearing because ICE agents are abiding by federal immigration law. Watch, is Chicago next? Trump calls city hellhole. When Trump talks about restoring order with National Guard troops, I want to make sure that we understand what it is. It's a violent suppression of dissent, Ramirez said. It's an expensive, unlawful political stunt. It's a lie to justify violating our rights and disappearing immigrant neighbors. In particular, Ramirez suggested that Trump's deployment of National Guard troops is partially meant to facilitate the disappearance of our neighbors, a reference to ICE's arrests of illegal aliens. We don't need the National Guard in Chicago, Baltimore, or New York City, when armed troops are sent into U.S. cities to suppress protests, to target civil society leaders, or to facilitate the disappearance of our neighbors. It is not just a local issue, it strikes at the core of our very own democracy, Ramirez said. Watch, Democrats are thanking Trump for securing D.C. Ramirez also said Democrats and Americans must obstruct and do everything we can to oppose any of these authoritarian actions when it's against our cities. We must fight back, Ramirez said. Last month, Ramirez swept national headlines after she declared ICE a terrorist organization. That same month, Ramirez declared herself a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American, prompting critics to question her loyalty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.